to create a newspaper, had to find a way to fund it. They knew they couldn't get it from the audiences alone, so they had to get it from advertisers. But they did a lot of other things with their newspapers. The newspapers printed books, they printed posters, they printed all kinds of other kinds of activities. And they had huge printing operations that provided the subsidies that paid for the newspaper publishing. By the late 19th century, early 20th century, advertising was moving pretty good. And so they began saying, well, we still want to produce the newspaper, that's what we're here for, but we're looking at all the other kinds of business things that we're engaged in. We don't want to do all that stuff because it's not what we do. We can now get dedicated presses that print primarily newspapers. We can get more efficient. We can have a better operation. We don't have to do all these other things along the way. So they cut down the operations that they did. And they got rid of things that didn't make sense to them, printing pamphlets, printing books, doing all these other things that provided. Perfectly legitimate choice. They created efficiency. They got rid of operations that they didn't need. They had plenty of money. They became specialized. It worked very well. Well, you come up to the late 20th century, and they're sitting there going, what we really want to do is print the newspaper. Let's get rid of the printing ad sheets. Let's get rid of doing this other. We got plenty of money. We're doing just fine. So we'll just have the newspaper in the advertising. And we'll do it. And they're sitting there, and along comes commercial radio, and they say, do we go into commercial radio? It's not a newspaper, it's about music, it's about talk, it's about all these. Yeah, well, it does have advertising, we could do that, but, it doesn't make sense. It's not our core activity, we're not going to go there. Commercial television comes along, and they say, should we get into commercial television? It's video, audio, visual, we don't know anything about that. We do know about the advertising, that would be nice to have the money coming in, but, it's not us. So they didn't go into it. Cable came along. Do they go into providing cable service? It's distribution services, maybe a little audiovisual production. And it doesn't look like us. It doesn't feel like us. It's not what we do. We don't do it. And all of a sudden now, they're in a situation where internet and mobile is coming, and they're going, what do we do? And they're not very comfortable with it. No news organization is comfortable with it, even those that are doing excellent work, because it doesn't fit what they have traditionally. And this is the kind of problem where you have this kind of path dependency and these persistencies of ways of thought that what you have done before drives your decisions for the future. And a lot of the industry problem today, the newspaper industry particularly, is based on this persistency problem. It's also a problem for a lot of commercial television. Public service actually has a little bit better than most commercial television does. But it's creating a huge problem now as the business model that made all of this possible, made the success possible, begins diminishing, because they still want to keep doing what they did before. Now,